Blog Talk Radio.
In the night, I hear him talk, the coldest story ever told. Somewhere far along this road, he lost his soul to a woman so heartless. How could you be so heartless? How could you be so heartless?
I kill a fool, energetically lyrical. Scientists gotta measure my bars in kilojoules. Oh, I'm back getting my thug on. Kanye, this beat too hard for a love song. Yeah, I rip a mic cause I spit it right. Play Superman and get Lex Luthor with kryptonite. Yikes, better choose how you pick your fight. Cause you don't wanna be next motherfucker I victimize. I run rap laps around you little guys. You are just an artist, I'm a motherfucking enterprise. You ain't no boy ass DMV.
You'll never find nobody better than me.
Lush live in the building, shutting it down all day, every day. It's Friday, the day right after Christmas, man. And yo, I'm always on my job. You know, Lushy Lush presents exclusive interview with your girl, Madame Madonna, one of the DMV's hottest female MCs in the building. 08, setting it down, laying the standards for most of the females out there, man. Stay tuned, man. She is a role model, beautiful young lady doing a 1-2, and she's shutting it down tonight. I'm about to go to my lines, baby. I'm about to act a fool. It's Friday. Yeah. What it do, 202. What it do, 202. You live on Lush Radio.
Madonna.
What up, Madame Madonna? What up? You over there
giggling.
Sexy on the joint, man. Don't hurt him out there. Don't hurt him.
No, that ain't no real sexy swag. That's me getting over the damn tonsillitis. Oh, man. It's been a rough week, but hey, Lord pulled me through it.
That's a blessing right there. I got something for you, madam. I got something for you, my dumb.
Thank you.
That's how we welcome the queen.
That is lifting my spirits right there. Thank you.
That's what's up, man. Yo, I mean, my daughter's suffering from a cold. A lot of people going through it, man. Man, this weather's crazy, man, for real.
Man, it ain't nothing like when everybody call you through to come get a plate, and you're like, man, I can barely swallow. I'm sick. I'm smelling all the food. And my mother's brutal because she's like, she want me to cook. I can't even take it.
Oh, wow, man. That's messed up, man.
How was your
holiday? It was good, man. I cook for everybody, you know. And my daughter and my boyfriend's daughter was happy. They had all their stuff, you know, doing they want to. I was just happy. My mother told me she was proud of me, son. Like, you know, that meant more than anything in the world, for real. You know?
Real major.
Oh. I'm going to just let y'all people know out there in the whole area, this is a true artist, man. Throughout her being sick and everything, she still came and showed and proved and came and did an interview, man. That's that gangster, you know what I'm saying? Shut your mouth. She a bad mother.
How much love I got for that radio. Fahim told me a couple of days back, I mean, mine was running the temperature. I got the chills. My throat was swollen shut. He was like, are you still going to do it? I said, hold on. Fall back. I said, you can still do it. You can still do it. I said, I'm pull myself together. How many days you got? Two? I said, we can do it. So, nah, I wouldn't miss it for the world. I wouldn't miss it for the world.
That's what's up, man. Before we get into the nitty gritty, man, go ahead and give your shout outs. You know, pay your bills, do your one, too, man.
Oh, man, you know, I got to shout out the whole Black Ops family. It's always in full effect. And Underground Up, Girl IV, Chevelle LaBella, Honeycomb Set, DJ Lady Blade, one of the illest on the ones and twos. It's just so many people. Mo Betta, my boy, Stokes Man, on the whole Stokes Radio thing. It's just. The movement is so heavy and so tight-knit, it's just all love. If I forget anybody, they understand.
That's what it is.
I have a very new niece. I have a new niece that I saw for the first time yesterday. It was major. Very major.
Oh, shout out to the new niece, man. New niece. Oh, baby. That's what it is, man. That's what it is. And shout out to Black Ops, man, Fahim, man. You know what's funny, man? I know Fahim for a long time, man. That's my dude right there, man. We used to grind together doing that promotion when it be cold outside. You be all sick, you know what I'm saying? Getting it in, man, for real. Hustling.
Yeah, I hear you. I'm on the line. I hear you. Yeah, we used to do that.
You know you like my shadow in a way. He's always right there.
I know.
Like, and let me tell everybody that who want to do business with me, too. Look, everything got to go through Fahim. He's always going to be there. People be trying to get around him. I'm saying, how long is your contract with Fahim? I said, forever. It's renewable. It's not enough. We're not going nowhere. Because it's like, it gets the point in doing business when the business goes so well, it's almost like, you know, this family. Because music is not like any other kind of business. That's a real up close and personal type of business when you're dealing with management. So it becomes like family. Like, my son, he knows Uncle Fahimi. So it's all good.
That's what it is, man. I'm going to tell y'all, anybody that's looking for management or anything, or, you know what I'm saying, Fahim right there, that dude right there, that's a good dude right there, man. And you can have nobody better than to be your manager, for real, madam, for real. Because he is a real good dude, man. He's a Pisces just like me. And you know how we do. Yeah, baby.
Shout out to the Virgos, too. Hey, man, '09 is the year to have good people around you. I mean, we taking this. I'm so happy to be talking about what we're talking about tonight, because what I really want to get out there is that we're changing up a whole direction of where we're going. It's a lot of things that transpired between just the last quarter of last year and now. Like, it's so many things that transpired, so many changes that made. Last time I left the people, I was telling them it's stuff on the table, and it was on the table, but it was pure BS. And now we just, like, these things that people are offering us, we actually can do ourselves. I mean, a little bit of numbers, a little bit of paper, a little bit of book smarts. I'm like, we got all of that stuff and the drive to do it. So why get these people 40%, 50%, whatever they want, when we can do this shit ourselves. Excuse me. So
and that's the truth, because I was telling one of my artists that are doing PR work, you know, the biggest thing for artists nowadays is, like, you got so many artists out there, but how many of them own their own publishing? That's why I keep on telling try to find out more information about getting your own publishing. A lot of this, you know, digital distribution, you can all do yourself.
Exactly.
You know,
we already ass capped up Black Ops Publishing. That's nothing.
That's what it is.
Those books. I mean, people need that. If you want to hide something from NIGGA, you put it in the book, man. But we sharper than that in 09. Come on, my president is black. We read those books, getting our publishing money. So.
That's what it is, man. That's what it is. So, Madam Madonna, how long have you been in the game, man? How long have you been in the game?
I mean, there's an unofficial number and there's an official number. I mean, dang, I've been rhyming since 15. I mean, I used to stand in I used to sneak into the coffee house underage and watch them battle, and my hands would shake, and I wouldn't even understand the feeling. That then, when I owned that feeling, the feeling was, I can do this. I could be up there, because I wrote poetry that I was too afraid to do the open mics. I mean, like, I've always written. I was published in an eighth grade anthology, teacher's edition of poetry in eighth grade. You know what I'm saying? I've been published before I hit high school. I've always written since second grade. I read on a college level in third grade. So the people not telling me anything. I'm not an ignorant chick. It's not that I was never a book smart chick. I do think that the American institution of education is lacking in several areas. But so I'm going to do it my way. I'm going to do it my way.
That's what it is, man. That's what it is, man. You know, I mean, I can honestly say, man, you done started a lot of buzz in the DMV. You know what I'm saying? You're one of the hottest female MCs out here, man.
You know, I can only say it's like building a Power Ranger. And what I mean by that is, like, I draw strength from the other females, and we come together to make this big monster. Don't act like y'all know Power Rangers. Maybe I'm giving away my age, but, like, I feel like, you know, colors unite, and we come together because, man, ain't nothing feels better to me than when I go to an open mic and the females, they just rep so hard. I know offense to the fellas, but you almost don't remember any of the fellas because the females rep so hard. They rep like it's their last show. They rep like it's 1,000 people in the audience. It could be a hole-in-the-wall club, and that's where I draw a lot of inspiration from, just watching how my sisters get down. And some of them don't even know that I look at them like that. Sometimes you pass somebody, you may not recognize them. They got on big, you know, stunner shades and stuff, and you don't speak, and you might have just honestly missed them, and then next blog you read, you beefing with them. But look, I ain't got no hate, no animosity to anybody. And if you hate on me, thanks a billion, because I love it. But I harbor no hate. I come to run my race.
Man, we need haters in the world, man. We need haters in the world. They keep us living, man. That propaganda brings more people to listen. You know what I'm saying? They're like, why they hating on her for, man? Let me go check her music out, man.
I don't even know why people just don't embrace differences. I mean, like, that's the whole point of hip-hop. When hip-hop came out, it was rebellious in nature, just like how rock and roll was. It was different, so we should embrace differences. Not everything that people classify as hip-hop will be classified to hip-hop with other people. Some people will say that a Justin Timberlake record is hip-hop. You know, like, I've heard this written down, like, or Rihanna is a hip-hop artist. I'm like, whoa. You know, to me, it's like Pete Rock is a hip-hop artist. But, you know, it's just hip-hop is like a black hole, because everybody that passes within a zillion trillion miles of it gets sucked in, because it unites people in that kind of way, man. It's like everybody wants to be a part of it.
You know, I hear you come from a musical background anyway. Your father, you know what I'm saying, was doing this one too, huh?
Yeah, my dad is, he was a very, like, emotionally, you know, just a sour man to be around. but he was a genius on the horn. Such a genius. Can play anything by ear. A lot of musicians that play by ear, but he was just just amazing. And it's crazy because growing up, I was just I didn't have any appreciation for it. It was in my teen years and in college, I would tell people, yeah, my dad, he plays in Sun Ra's Orchestra. And people who were into jazz were like, oh, my gosh, Sun Ra's Orchestra. Man, tell your dad to, you know, sign the CD from that, have this old record, Sun Ra record. Now, if you don't know who Sun Ra is, the stuff that Parliament Funkadelic did, that came from Sun Ra's Orchestra, like that over-the-top stage show with fire breathers and all types of mysticism. That thing came down from some jazz. But when people ask me, you know, tell your father sign this CD, I'm like, you tell him. I ain't seen him in a couple of months. But yeah, he was a good dude. And my mom always played the electric guitar, the keyboard. I mean, I come from black hippies, Black Panthers. That's how it is.
That's what's up, man. I heard you like you like Green Day, though? You like Green Day?
Oh, I like it. What? Green Day? Come on, man. Linkin Park. You know what I'm looking for? I'm not listening for, you know, what they wearing or what kind of... I'm listening for good lyrics because I come from a writing standpoint, so I'm listening to these songs. Some days I just spin the dial, and whatever it lands on, I listen to it. And you'd be surprised how many songs, if you just listen to the lyrics. I heard a country song where I guess the dude was Aggie with the chick. So he said, here's a quarter, call someone who cares. That was the hook on the song, and I was like, yo, this is crazy funny. But there's good lyrics in every genre, and it makes people a better lyricist to get outside the box and listen to something else.
That's what it is. That's what it is. How do you feel, you know what I'm saying, how do you separate yourself from in regards to, like, it's a lot of females in the game, but it's like, this year, I really haven't seen that many that are high, you know what I'm saying, in regards to, like, setting a standard, you know, not being biased except for you, you know what I'm saying, Madame Plug, you know what I'm saying, but anyway.
Always go.
You know, but you, go ahead.
Everybody can sit up there and say, oh, I'm different. Then you hear the music and it's all the same. And I'm not going to say that I don't have dance records, or I'm not going to say that I don't have records that are simply telling women to show themselves off and empower themselves. But if people scratch the surface, the difference that I'm going to bring to the table that I always say, and it hasn't changed in the last 10 years, is that when I make my album, there's going to be such a personal side that shows my insecurities and my flaws. That's going to be the difference, because I feel like every female that makes a whole party album or a whole Papio Coochie album or a whole Gold Digging album, that's why they fail. There's going to be some people that connect to them, that always will connect to them, but nobody wants to hear, your public doesn't want to hear that you're perfect 24 hours a day, because nobody's perfect 24 hours a day. It's going to be some days that one of your fans wants to hear you say, I don't feel that great today. I don't feel like I look that great today. This is how I feel about it, you know what I'm saying? They can really empathize with that. And that's what I'm bringing on my album.
That's what it is, man. Madam Madonna, man, man, can you hold on the line for me? We're going to let the people listen to some of your work, man, because, you know, they got to feel the fire, baby. Feel the fire.
Play whatever you want, man. Babe.
Hey, we got some stuff right here from your girl, Madam Madonna, man, for real. You know what I'm saying? If y'all don't know, you better ask somebody, man, for real, real talk. We got this joint right here, Uh-Huh, Baby, by Madam Madonna, doing a 1-2, representing from the DMV. If y'all know, you better ask. What it is right there, Madam Madonna, baby, ask somebody. Tell me, did you like it? Shout out to all my people in the chat room. Baby.
Just tell me when it's good. The city is under attack by the Benning Road bomber.
And brothers. So it's a shame we end up with lame baby fathers. But the hot weather approaching, baby, and it sure is nice. He approached me like a will ignite upon his motorbike. He looked good in his Jamaican accent, I was feeling that. So I hopped up on the thing and now we two willing that. He told me he was feeling me, I told him get a bag, get a baby in the cup. Club outside, ride sitting on front row. Most dudes are leading, feeling need to go in. And the chicks walk past them, showing that skin. Now they all up in the line, trying to see what's really hitting. Said he wanted me to grind, cause the helm appears to fit in. So I did my little two-step, backed it up, turned around. Dudes know I grind more kitty than a curry out. Wait a minute, I'm a worm out. Sweating up the liquor, but it still got him slurred out. Then he grabbed my waist and whispered in my ear. God damn, I wanna in a house full of mirrors. And I got a little flustered, it was hard for me to speak up. But the club jumping, he came blurring through the speakers. So then the heck of regain all of my composure. And I told him, yeah, it's down nice, but I don't really know you though. He told me he was feeling me, what? I told him, get a bag, get a baby. What? In the cup full of him, baby, yeah. From the hood, I ain't drinking out of glass. I'm drinking from a cup that's big, red, and plastic. Cook up in the summer, that's always been a classic. Or you get the fast food cup full of cola, and you pour them on the drive-through curb, the soda. You just needed the ice in the cup, get a basic. Leave a little soda so you nice with the chaser. Me, I'm a grown-up, I don't babysit or waste it. Throw a cup back till it burns, good gracious. Words to my perm, words learn like a patient. Somebody get a bag of the baby. Now I'm high like an intern on a spaceship. Got me paranoid, chick stirring like a racist. So now it's time to roll to the exit, cause I'm gone. And he's really trying to roll with Madonna. So he told me he was feeling me, I told him get a bag of the baby. This is another one. PC Sonic.
Spinning Road Bomber.
Yeah. Black OPS. We got a dope picture.
Just tell me when it's good.
Man, did y'all hear that scratching right there, man? That's that joint, baby, but your girl, Madam Madonna, and I'm about to play another joint called Show It Off. Madam Madonna representing the DMV, man, the Ben and Roll Bomber. You already know. Yeah.
It's Madam Madonna, and you know I can't stop it. It's Madam Madonna, I'm a problem. Yes, I'm the fresh new look, chicks face it. It took good look, skills, and a little patience. Now what I'm cooking up got me living flagrant. Yeah. Walk by, they looking up like they seen a spaceship. Oh my, there I go by. Wind in my hair, I declare like I'm so fly. Feeling so daring, no hair on my chocha. Yellow bone, sick from eating fish, grits, and okra. Haters on the corner, mugging, looking like ogre. Leave me alone, yeah. Princess Fiona's mouth hanging open like they about to say Oprah. Now they blogging about the girl and they tearing down her poster. I'ma show it off, cause I got it.
Yeah.
Money in my pocket, money in my pocket.
Uh-huh.
I'ma show it off,
oh.
I'ma show it off,
oh.
I'm showing off till they saying, ooh, girl, stop.
Baby, why, baby, why?
Coordinate my workout clothes. So when I hit the gym,
swim. My swag got him tripping, and you'll never see me sweat that swag juice dripping. Yeah, baby, I'm leaving puddles. Shit, if I don't love me, how could I even love you? I think some of these dudes got it back. I made it with the mic, I ain't make it on the mattress. Three parts experience and one part practice. You three parts inferior and one part actress. So it's all simple math to me. Simply put, you ain't even half of me. I'ma show it off, cause I got it. Money in my pocket, money in my pocket. I'ma show it off, I'ma show it off. I'm showing off till they saying, ooh. Money in my pocket. Why work hard and look for me in the project? No, I get money, flip money, it's a process. You are now listening to DC's new chant. To celebrate, let's throw a cookout with your food stamps. Everybody get your big red plastic cups. And when you hear the bass thump, get your ass up. No shame in my game, hustling, I ain't finished it yet. Just paid the engineer with my stimulus check. What? I use my money for the basics, like good cush clothes and tennis bracelets. I'ma show it off, cause I got it. Money in my pocket, money in my pocket. I'ma show it off, what? I'ma show it off, I'm showing off till they saying, ooh, girl, stop. They be like, they be like, what they say, like, they be like, what they say, like, they be like, girl, stop. Never.
Man, y'all better watch out, man. That girl is a problem. Your girl, Madam Madonna, representing from the DMV, man. You want to call and talk to your girl, Madam Madonna, call in at 347-826-7722, man. It's not a game, man. You already know, man. Go grab one of your friends. Tell them to log on www.blogtalk.com/radioonline and listen to your girl, Madam Madonna, representing for the Queens, baby. Yeah. What up, girly girl? Madam Madonna live in the field.
Oh, my God. It's such a funny story behind the Just Tell Me When It's Good. That's not a drop that we found. DJ Neil from Middle East actually did that drop. And every time I hear it, I die laughing. Because I was just like, yo, I need something on the beginning of the record. So I had written down what I wanted to say. And so he doesn't speak like that. So when he goes in the booth, he's like, the city is under attack by the Benning Road Bomber. And it took us like 30 times to get through it because every time he did it, everybody just fell out their chair. And still to this day, it cracked me up because the DJs, you know, play the end of the record because the record gets cut off. But every time I hear the end, I crack up. Which is a side note. Sorry.
I heard the joint. I was like, damn. I was like, that's some serious stuff right there, man. Y'all better watch out.
Now that's two club records, and then one is amped, and then one is laid back. So I'm glad you played those back to back because two very different types of club records.
You know what I'm saying? And that's just only a taste, man. That was just a little bit of some tantalizing, delectable flavor for your ear, baby. You know what I'm saying?
I've done so many like remixes and drops and collabs, like. I swear, recently I heard some stuff I ain't even remember that. I was like, wow. So we're compiling it all. I mean, you know, Benning Road Bomber, the mixtape, is going to be very, very, I know it's anticipated. People cuss me out. They're like, man, I love your old joint, but I'm so tired. I want some new. Like, I really get cussed out. Got cussed out just the other day. Like, where is the new stuff? I said, I'm sitting on it, man. Let me get it together. Because I don't like to put it out halfway. You know.
Uh-huh.
Gotta have a cover art, gotta have it looking nice, gotta have everything mixed down, so it's coming.
All I'm saying, can I get a drop in there, son? One, two drops in that joint, son?
Hey, always. Oh. You can definitely drop that thing up.
Hey, man, that's what's saying. And, the other thing I was going to ask you, man, how you get up with my little sister, your girl, DJ Lady Blaze, one part of the...
Gosh, this is a story in itself. Okay, man, Tahir had to be a good 3 months, and I had to be a good 230 pounds when I met her. I had just had Tahir. I had just got down with Fahim. And me and her, like, you know, when people got two big movements going on, you know, on the viral movements on the internet or whatever, they're going to hear about each other. So we kept, you know, our little circles kept, you know, crossing paths or whatever. So finally she was like, you know what, let's get together, let's meet face to face. I think I met her at, like, the Shoppers. It had to be someplace with food. I met up with her, and she was like, you don't look like your picture. I was like, just forget about it. Just come on, just do this music. And we immediately went in the studio. And she's going to have to forward you those tracks. They're somewhere in the catalog. But, man, we had chemistry in the studio. We're like, man, this is a talented girl. And nobody I know is more just task and goal-oriented, but she's like an octopus. She just has her hands and just several things. And every time I see her, she tells me something else she had her hands in that I didn't even know about. So, DJ Lady Blaze, man, if you're listening, that's one of the most enterprising young ladies. And I know you can identify with that yourself because you also are an enterprising young lady. But, yes,
that's
going straight to the top. And shout out on the SEA nomination. If y'all don't know, DJ Lady Blaze is nominated, you know, Best Female DJ in the Southern Entertainment Awards. It's definitely going down in March.
That's what it is, man. Y'all better do y'all will represent. That's my little sister right there doing a 1-2, scratching and scratching, doing that scratching. You already. That's what it is, man.
She got good ears. She got great taste in music.
That's what it is, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, you can't forget the fever, a.k.a. the fever. She won't let you just say DJ Lady. She be like, the fever. Okay, all right, I got you.
Brand her name, trying to brand the name, so she got to stick. I feel it, though. I feel it. I want to brand the name Madame Madonna, so I feel it.
Hey, man, I heard, you know, you was up on VH1, man. What happened with that? You get on that joint.
I love telling this story because I always get a chance to make people, you know, set a few more people straight that didn't get a chance to get set straight. Number one, I did not audition for this thing. They contacted me and Fahim via MySpace. When I heard about it and people suggested that I audition, I decided not to because I never make it onto those things. And I always figure it's TV, you know, it's not about hip-hop. So when they did call us out to New York, we went to the Viacom building, went up there, had the interview, and made it through to L.A. But at the Viacom interview, I asked this person, Sandra or whatever, I was like, is this about music? Or come on, don't BS me. What is this about? She was like, at the end of the day, it's about hip-hop. Whew, I don't know how much they paid her to say that. But either way, when we got out to L.A., We all quarantined in our room in these hotels. We take this test, it's like 300 question test, some type of military style evaluation test. All the tests had nothing to do with music. Hadonis was there, Beato was there, a couple of chicks that I knew was there. Kaya was there, Kaya was on my team. A lot of talented girls were there, about 30 girls were there. And you know what, it's not even about me. So many of those girls were very, very good, and they edited them all out. I'm talking about these were some really, really talented girls that y'all never got to hear. And people were like, why would they do that? But you have to think about it. If they let you hear girls that were super good and then they didn't make it to the house, the public is going to ask, you know, why didn't these girls make it into the house? So... excuse me. So they chose to edit them out in general and pick the I really think who they picked was based on some ability, but mostly backstory and chemistry with each other because they all had personal interviews. We were all mic'd up. If you were mic'd up and you were saying some – because when you're wearing a mic on reality TV, I mean, I only had a small taste of it, but you do forget it's there. It's tiny. It's taped up under your stuff. And after a couple of hours, you're comfortable. You can forget that it's there. And I think that was just a tactic because they mic'd us up hours before we had to even go on stage in front of Search and Yo-Yo. So people were comfortable talking about which girl they wanted to hook up with and talking all types of craziness, whatever. So I think that some of the decisions were drawn from that. And I don't know. I feel bad because I feel like I was the only one they called from the area, from D.C., and I feel like they should have just let D.C. rap. They should have just let me rap. I would not have let y'all down. My verse was fire. When they edited it out, I couldn't even do nothing but shrug because it's TV. It is what it is. Just know that I did represent for y'all. Just know that searching his now, you know, completely irrelevant ass does remember me. Especially the way I left up out of there. That may be why I got edited out. The way I left up out of there, I was like 4 days away from my son for this BS. But now I look at it as a learning experience. I mean, reality TV, don't get confused. It's TV. It's about ratings. It doesn't matter. I mean, it matters somewhat about ability, but it's more so about they want to see fights and conflict. Conflict makes good TV. So if you ever go out for those things and they edit you out, and that's not the first time, unless you know a bad boy, not bad boy, making it a band. I was on that too. I slept on the ground, and that one, they didn't even let me do nothing. I started acting like I was about to spit, and they were like, this is a singing competition. But on the emails, you know, calling people out, it said lyricists and songwriters. And I had slept on the ground, was the first person up, and I'm like, damn that, I'm going to just say I'm going to sing, but when I get up there, I'm going to start rapping. So I start warming up like, yo, they're like, no, cut her mic. I threw the mic on the ground. That made it on the air. On MTV, so I'm not new to this TV shit. And you know what's crazy? One day on my behind the scenes, whatever, behind the music, VH1, they're gonna pull all these clips. And y'all can finally see the behind the scenes of how much of a big tantrum throwing BASTARD I was. But it was cool. I have my own show, a real show, one day.
Oh, man, you've been on several radio stations. You've been on, you know, WKYS, One Nation Hip Hop Show with P. Stu, XM,
yeah.
WPGC, The Takeover with Super Funk Regulated CeeLo. Mm-hmm. Down in the South doing this now, you know what I'm saying? You know, unfortunately, you left us. And you've been a couple of ciphers, man, doing your 1-2, man, for real. You know, so you up there doing your thing, man. What do you think is your biggest adversity being a female in the game, man?
I try not to even lump myself in as a female, even though I know I do represent a movement. I try to lump myself in as just as someone who's very good at something who has not yet broke. And that makes it more of a wider struggle to encompass a lot of people. And what I mean by that is that just because you're good at something, just because you're attractive, just because you have the chops, does not mean an inkling of anything if you do not have the work ethic. And so I think that adversity is my own personal battle with trying to keep my work ethic up with so much other stuff going on, trying to be a mother, trying to live my life, trying to pay these bills, trying to deal with gas was up, you know, had to braid hair, sell particular things, just do whatever, feed my son or whatever. And so trying to keep your work ethic up is hard, but that's the pressure bust pipes. If you love it, you can do it. You can do it rain, sleet, hail, snow. And Fahim knows that about me. He knows I have slept on the floor in the studio, ate a Lunchable, and got back up and like, okay, let's do it. It's been times I threw the mic, had to adjust my attitude. He's like, when you calm back down, okay, come back to the mic, let's do it. So that's adversity. I feel like once you can just get through your own personal crap, the rest of the world ain't no problem, because you're always going to have haters. You prepare for that. You're always going to have, you know, yourself in the spotlight and being scrutinized. If you know what the business is, if you're not stupid and green to it, you know you're going to have that. So the biggest adversity is your own demon, afraid to step outside of your own door, outside of your own box, and go represent. Because it's nerves, man. Nerves will kill you.
And being a mother too, having a child, you know, it's hard, you know, with, you know, trying to balance them and you know, doing something that you love, that you putting your full force in, it's hard. Just even dealing with relationships, man, I know it's hard to balance, man, for real.
I'm not going to lie. Some of my relationships, didn't survive. And that's the hard part of it, too. Like, it's not the same as a male with, you know, surrounded by groupies. The nature and the double standard is not the same. Females, like, even though we talk our trash, we have our own bravado about us. We may be with somebody, and a lot of male egos cannot take a female ego that's that big in the same room, in the same house, in the same relationship. They can't watch a woman go get on the mic and be adored or whatever. So I'm like, a lot of relationships, it didn't survive. A lot of people I had to save our moose because they're telling me to choose. I'm like, the mic was here when you got here, and it'll still be here when you leave. So,
you know, and that's the truth. A lot of people, you know, got to go through that. You know, I myself, you know, hey, this is something I'm married to the music. I'm married to the music, baby. Can't help it. You know what I'm saying? I eat, sleep, and you know, do the other thing, the number two with it. I love it. You already know.
Man, if somebody loves you, they'll be there. They'll be there.
Yeah.
Once they get out their feelings, eventually they'll get out their little feelings and they'll be there. But you can't just, oh, this person loves me. Let me slow my world to a halt. If you have to think, if you ask them to do that, would they do that for you? Because a lot of times the answer is no.
Mm-hmm.
Men, oh my goodness. Go all day. Men use women as just accessories in hip hop. Like you see a rapper, you like, this rapper ain't enough of, he ain't standing by a whole bunch of beautiful women. Women, we love dude swag. So imagine the swag we have on our own. We don't need dude swag. They need us swag. If a video was a sausage fest, that joint comes and goes, and nobody don't remember that joint.
For real, they always remember the girl, the beautiful girl that was the video vixen in the joint. You like, who is that broad? You know what I'm saying? That's what they remember it for.
Exactly.
Why do guys go and buy big cars and buy jewels to impress what? Women.
They tell them to no other. Man, I when I hear a brother just downing on women and talking about, I never give it, just hold this and all that, I'm just like, oh, you just had your heart broken. And I write them off. I let them be like that. I'm like, yeah, this is just a dude that got his little heart broken. Doing too
much. Get over it, dog.
Now he aggy at the rest of the world.
You know, get over it, dog. You know what I'm saying? We'll see brighter days, man. Chill out, man. So, Madam Madonna, you got, you know what I'm saying, you won the Best Female Rapper Award in the Velocity magazine in November, right?
Man, I'm still trying to get the footage of my face because everybody says that your face was, because I really had no inkling of that I was going to win. I came out there to see everybody looking good. Everybody looked so good. They came and they put on. The performances were great. Everything was put together so professional.
Man, I saw the pictures of you dressed up, girl. You was looking mighty bad over there, mighty bad.
You know what's crazy?
Out there, player.
I wrote a joke under one of the pictures, like I never went to prom. I got put out of every school I ever went to. Right at the end, like towards the time people was going to prom. I never got to go to any prom, anybody's prom. So so I secretly used this little award show as my prom. I got everybody together at the house. We took pictures we got in the limo. But I was like, that's under the picture I wrote. I never went to prom. Can I live? Just let me live a little bit. I had the mink on. We hopped up the little champagne limo and champagne mink. I had my close friends around me. And it was nice. Had La V in there with me. That girl's fierce, man. It was wonderful. And for the first time, I finally, you know, brought my mom out to something. So it was crazy. Like, the first time she could actually make it to something because she's a very busy woman. And I win. So it was all worth it to her. I was so glad that she and my older sister were in the building.
Hey, fellas, ladies, man, I'm telling you, man, you know what I'm saying? I know y'all see Madam Madonna when she ride the, she might have that hood to you, but she can dress down, girl. She can dress down. Y'all go log on to MySpace.com, Madam Madonna, check out the Velocity Award pictures, dog. Yeah.
They tease me, bless you, they tease me. They's like, man, you look like you should be, you know, on the Excedrin commercial, or like a mom. So I'm like, you know, that's. I tell people, hey, what do you want from me? I'm gonna smile. It's so many reasons to smile. I ain't got a mug. I'm happy. I don't need no happy. Yeah, everybody want me to mug it up. I'm like, nah, I'm good. I'm a smile.
Hey, a lady.
Like to see me smile.
You know, she could be a lady, man. You know what I'm saying? Smile. It's times when it calls for you to mug, but you don't have to mug all the time, man.
If ever I'm gonna about to do something to somebody, I don't mug them nothing. If I ain't tell them, I just walk up to them, punch them, slam in their grill. So it's not. I don't need to exchange no words.
Yeah.
And then, yeah. None of that. I don't need to exchange no type of words. I just walk slam to them. And then I don't even need to get into it with them, because by the time I punch you in your grill, you should know what you've done. Like, that means we've gone through it before. I told you, when I see you, I'm going to punch you in your grill. I'm not one of these, like, dipset people or one of them. I probably shouldn't say that, but whatever. People that just talk stuff on the record. When I see you, I'm going in your mouth.
Oh, man, hey, don't mess with Madame Madame. Don't mess with her. She'll smack you, pick you up in your face. For real. But, hey, man, you over there, man, digging in the scene. That's one of my best friends. To all y'all people, that's one of my best friends. I've known that dude a long time.
Man, don't make it sound like, you know, 20 years or something.
I'm thinking age out there for him.
He said
you're a relic.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Damn, I mean, I know I'm old, but I ain't that damn old, goddamn. But, yeah.
Actually, you know, Fahim has like an eternally young head. Like,
oh, he looks like a little kid.
He does not age. It is so nerve wracking for me. I hate people like that. He doesn't gain weight and he doesn't age. He eats
gain no weight.
He eats heavy Jamaican food like every night. I call him Jamaican. I'm like, dude, it is 3 in the morning. He's like, y'all want me extra plantains? I'm like, it's 3 in the morning.
Gotta have it, man. Gotta have it. Yeah, but yeah, it's all good though. Yeah, Madame Madonna definitely. She was a rare find. So pretty much, I've been looking for a lot of artists, but I work with a lot of artists. But as far as the work ethic, you know what I'm saying? The talent was there, but more so than anything was the work ethic. Because the talent, you can have talent all day, but if your work ethic ain't there, it doesn't make a difference. And I don't work with some hot ass artists that was like.
People don't understand. Lushy, please tell them who this brother represents. If you don't know who Big L is, I don't know how. I'm sure your listeners know that hip hop. But this brother, he was doing the Mid Atlantic regional promotion for Big L, and that's the brother that really got taken down before his time.
Like, well, yeah,
like a stack bundles, but from back then, you know, I mean, like this is somebody who had epic battles with Jay-Z before he was Jay-Z.
Mm-hmm.
He was just jigga jigga, you heard? So, I mean, like, when he told me who he represented and the companies that he represented, those companies that were, like, the forefront, like, Vaucus, I'm just like, wow. This is where the nitty-gritty music came out. Then he had my ear. He had, so if you don't know your homework, man, Fahim, yeah, he had that gold plaque. Man, because he emailed me, like, yeah, I'm trying to be your manager. I was like, who's this guy? He's getting on my nerves. Every time I look at my email, and then finally I was like, you know what, let me meet with this guy. I liked him because off the break he had no compliments for me. He was just like, yeah, you're all right, but you could be better. And I'm sitting at him in awe, just sitting back at the table looking at him. He's just running down all my flaws. And I was like, you know what, I like this guy. He's going to keep his foot up my ass. And he has ever since. His foot is perpetually up my ass. I could think of it so hot. I'm like, yeah, sorry, my vote is hot 16. Man, I'm about to beatbox it for you and spit it for you over the stone. He's like, yeah, it's all right. I'm like, fuck in my world. But it makes it a lot better by the time it gets to y'all ears, because it got to go through him. So.
Yeah, you got to do it. You know what I'm saying? I wear many hats. I'm a coach. You know what I'm saying? I'm a trainer, whatever. I mean, you know, most people get managers twisted. Aspect of just, or manager just help book me shows and all that. Now, manager, you know what I'm saying, does a whole lot of stuff. I mean, for the most part, advises and you guide the career of the artist, you know what I'm saying? So that's my whole thing, you know what I'm saying?
No,
yeah.
There is one thing that he will not do with me. This brother will not work out in the gym with me.
No, I got to do that, though. That's going to change. That's going to change, though. That's going to change.
He'll go to the gym in full workout gear. So he's gonna be on that BlackBerry the whole time. Like out in the hallway somewhere on the BlackBerry.
Nah,
then
that's
at
what
the end of it,
though.
I'm all sweaty. He's like, yeah, that was a good workout. I'm like, brother,
nah, that's what I'm saying. I got a little pop belly popping, so I gotta get rid of that. You know what I'm saying? Other than that, other than the pop belly, I'm good. You know what I'm saying? The little pop, I gotta get rid of that. Other than that, I'll be good though. Yeah.
You still good, Fahim. You still good, Fahim. No sense, man. You still good, my dude.
Yeah,
but
since he got in that water from the cocoon, and he don't age.
Yeah, well, it's all good. But now we got a nice plan for now. So, yeah, we about to get it in real good.
It's going to be so interactive.
So what y'all see in the future, you know, Madam Madonna, what y'all see in Black Ops and, you know, Madam Madonna, I mean, what y'all see, man? Let me know. Let the people know.
Man, it's just so many simple things that we should have been doing that we haven't done yet. Like, I have an extensive catalog of music that YouTube users should be able to type in my name and at least see the vignette. So that's what we're doing right now is just getting everything. Even if there's not going to be videos for everything, my girl DJ Lady Blazer, I love her. Shout out to her again. Shout out to Fleet DJs. She's going to do the mini mixes for me. So that way they'll be able to go hit mini mixes. It's like they'll be able to go view portions of the mixtape, not the whole thing, but they'll be able just to see the picture scroll and hear the freestyles and stuff like that, and that'll be just a major move right there. And it's a lot of things people could do, man, when they don't have the biggest budget in the world. We're gonna shoot a few videos. It's a lot of things in the works. It's a lot of things.
And she's part of the Fleet. She's a Fleet artist,
yeah,
man. Fleet,
shout out to them.
Fleet DJs is a big organization. DJ organizations like over 500 DJs. So that's going to be a big plus in our favor to help and push her, you know what I'm
they
saying,
hard for
Nick's face.
They're covering one of the inaugural balls, the main
yeah.
train.
They're going to push her hard. So, and then you got cats like Graf is a part of the Fleet artists. Graf.
I think
there's a couple of other cats that's kind of known, too, but Graf is the only one that come to mind. But it's like they got a rack. The cat Trey from Rap-A-Lot. He's part of it's a couple of other Houston cats. That's a part of it. But either way, it's gonna be a big help. Then obviously that's Artist Magazine, so we're gonna do a lot of things. That's all.
The only thing that actually slowed me down this year, and this was a lesson I learned for 08, because the only thing that slowed me down, and I regret this because I could have been put the music out. The reason I sat on my hands was because I thought that there was situations going down, and I was like, well, if we can wait, you know, for the papers to be signed and then push it, we will do it like that. But you know what? I'm going to tell everybody out there, don't do that. Don't do that. If they can't write the check right then, don't sit on your hands, because tomorrow ain't promised. Put your music out there. Your fans are waiting on it. They want to hear you. Don't sit on your hands saying, oh, well, I'm waiting for this. I'm waiting for the tax return. No, take your little couple hours, whatever way you got to get it done, and get your music to your fan base. Don't wait on it. Don't wish on a shooting star, because it may not ever land. Get it
that's
out
what,
there.
That's
and
what
so
it
09 is.
That's
what we're
going to
do.
Yo, I'm going to tell y'all, for 09, the slogan is failure is not an option. I don't care what it is. Go for your failure is not an option. You cannot lose. If you're going to go hard, go super hard on whatever it is you do, your job, your music, radio, whatever. Go hard. Okay,
yes,
failure is
yes,
not an
yes.
option.
Man, if anybody is working in any type of oversaturated field, whether it be DJing, MCing, fashion even, you gotta understand your field is saturated with people that are ready to knock you off your pivot. So you have to, number one, run your race with your blinders on and don't try to let your people, you know, get in your head too much, because people really do try to throw you off your game. And then number two, go hard or go home, because if you ain't going hard, somebody two stops behind you is going to go hard, prepared to go way harder than you're going,
mm-hmm.
waiting for your spot, so.
Oh, man. And don't come in this game, you know what I'm saying, with that candy stuff, man. You know?
I knew it was coming.
Come up here with this lollipop candy thing, you know what I'm saying, candy land heaven, you know what I'm saying? Let's watch my mouth, because I'm a bad... Shut your mouth. But anyway, man.
Shut your mouth.
Man, stop coming out here with this BS, man. Because y'all hurting my ears. My ears is bleeding. I'm
oh
tired.
My gosh.
You know what I'm saying? Let's come with the reality, dog. If you know that you ain't hood, stop saying you're hood, okay? If you know you came from the suburbs, dog, and you had everything handed to you, be real. And if you got an education, stop acting like you can't articulate.
Can't articulate.
You cannot articulate yourself. And for all them homo thugs out there, man, come clean. Come out the closet. Excuse my language.
Now that's one I don't think is going to happen right there.
But I know it's some homo thugs out there, some thugalicious people out there, man.
It ain't a closet. It's a long, deep well. That's what I've discovered. I'm like, brother, man, with these snug jeans, man, don't get me started, man.
Say, all I'm saying, though, Madonna, you know what I'm saying? When hip-hop except the two men, you know, exchanging saliva in their mouth, dog. You know what I'm saying? And talking about his mafioso, I said, hip hop is in danger, dog, for real. You know what I'm saying? I was scared. You know what I'm saying? It's just like a dude saying, like, yeah, son, you know what I'm saying? Real talk, son, yo, if I was Lil Wayne, son, real talk, I'd give him straight tongue action, son. Like, that's that real gangster ish, you know what I'm saying? That's how we do.
No. This whole subject matter makes me uncomfortable. That's how I know I come from a different time. This whole, it just makes me squirm in my seat. Makes me want to hold my own butt cheeks. And I'm a kid. I don't know. It just makes me uncomfortable, dog. I can't, like, see, like, if I'm in a Hot Topic with my little sister, I'm seeing dudes from the hood, and I'm like, I tell them, like, you're making me uncomfortable, dog. You on the wrong side of the store? What are you getting over here, dog? Is that a pastel belt? Go home.
Come on, son. Y'all walking around talking about y'all got man purses. Talk about it got money. No, I don't got money in there, son. You got.
You know, let me say this. I practice tolerance. I have nothing against that as a lifestyle. If you live your life openly and you're upfront with your partner, fine. But don't try to tell somebody the next brother that's straight and poison him when you know you gay. But you're trying to tell him, oh no, it's cool. Put these snug jeans on with me. No, just go live your life on your own terms, but don't pull other brothers that would be normal.
Man, that's just
the situation. Oh Lord,
that's just like
I don't know, cause ain't no real dude I know will put on no snug shit. So that's just me.
That's like that joint on the Boondocks when they was like homies.
Got that thug in love. You got that thug in love. Gangstalicious.
Yo.
Kisses some gangstalicious.
Hey, man, but I'm telling y'all, man, y'all need to really, really go and support this young lady. She's a strong young lady, a powerful mother, a good mother. Balancing out this project, doing a 1-2. I mean, a fierce MC doing a 1-2 out here. Her voice is like hoarse right now, because usually I ask all the MCs to drop a hot joint for me, but I ain't going to stress it. But when we come back next time, she going to have to do this joint. You know what I'm saying?
Tonsillitis free right now. Like about 4 days into these meds, but next time I'll be tonsillitis free, and we'll be all good.
That's what it is, man. Girl, I love you, man. If I hear you, I love you, you know what I'm saying? And like I said, man, we see good things in the future, you know, for Black Ops, Madam Madonna doing a 1-2 representing for the DMV, man. And I pray here at Lush Radio, we pray to God that everything that you guys want in your life comes true, and you know that God shines upon you, and, man, that good luck comes through, man. We see nothing but good things for you in the 09, man, for real. Failure is not an option.
Same,
you already
same to you, definitely, you know what I'm saying? We only going to do what we got to do, you know what I'm saying? Straight up. Keep it positive and keep it moving.
Check out the MySpace. Please hit me up. It's MySpace.com/ MADAMMADON. And thanks for having me on, man. Sorry I'm not 100%, but I did the best I could. And,
Hey, you came on here when you were six, son. That's so hood right there. I'm so honored to have you on here. Do you understand? Do you understand how much of I feel so warm and fuzzy inside right now, son? Talk.
Y'all got me laughing. It's made me even worse right now because it's making my throat worse again. But I'm still happy to get it in with y'all.
That's what it is, man. Shout out to Lady Flavor. Shout out to Lyrical Disciples, Son of Man. Check them out, Joseph's Vision, man. All y'all, man, I thank y'all for listening in on Lush Radio. We doing 1-2. Your girl, Madam Madonna, one of the hottest female lyricists from the DMV, man. Setting the standard, man. She's a role model, doing a thing. Beautiful young lady, intelligent young lady. In that movement, man. You got your man, Fahim, CEO of Black Ops. Doing a 1-2 right here, man. You know, I just want to send a shout out to all my people, man. Thank you for the support. Thank you for supporting Madam Madonna and what she's doing and Black Ops, man. And for real, man, happy holidays, happy New Year's, man. Failure is not an option, man. And Madam Madonna, Fahim, man, I'm going to hit y'all up on the flip side, man, for real.
All right. Thanks for having us, definitely.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Ain't no problem, man. I support y'all 100%. Mi casa, su casa. You already know. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
My daughter wanted to say something to y'all real quick.
Good night.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That's the mini me right there. Mini lunch right there.
Nothing like having a mini me.
Yeah.
I got one too.
That's what it is, man. And for all y'all out there that miss, you know, Madam Madonna's jump off right there, man. Y'all want to hear one of our songs? We're going to leave y'all off with Baby. Check this out right here, man. Love you, lady. And love you, man. We're doing that 1-2 live on Lush Radio, man. If ain't nobody tell you they love you, man, we love you, man. Represent for independent artists, independent entrepreneurs doing their 1-2, man. Check this out, man. Log on. It's a movement.
Yeah.
Just tell me when it's good. The city is under attack by the Benning Road Bomber.
baby. It's the number one. Baby. It's Madam Madonna. DJ, get it poppin'. 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 Time, cause y'all ain't seeing no. Your flow ain't quite like mine, then y'all ain't see me. So me, no, I don't respect it at all. Cause I'm so DT like Eka Jamal. It's small for me to do this, perfection is small. So let that be the lesson to y'all. Just look how I got this under pressure, my God. And I'm back on that pretty stuff, I ain't a model. But my kicks out of control like an angry toddler. Look, ladies, we got game in all of us. So it's a shame we end up with lame babies. But the hot weather approaching, baby, and it sure is nice. He approached me like a will of nice up on his motorbike. He looked good in his Jamaican accent, I was feeling that. So I hopped up on the thing, and now we still willing that. He told me he was feeling me, I told him get a bag. Got a baby, in the cup full of Hennessy. Club outside, ride sitting on front row. Most dudes are leading, feel the need to go in. Till the chick walk past him, showing that skin. Now they all up in the line, trying to see what's really hitting. Said he wanted me to grind, cause the helm up here's spitting. So I did my little two-step, backed it up, turned around. Dudes know I grind more kitty than a curry out. Wait a minute, I'm a worm out. Sweating up the liquor, but it still got him slurred out. Then he grabbed my waist and whispered in my ear. God damn, I wanna in a house full of mirrors. And I got a little flustered, it was hard for me to speak up. But the club jumping, he came blurring through the speakers. So then the heck of regain all of my composure. And I told him, yeah, it sound nice, but I don't really know you though. He told me he was feeling me, I told him, get a bag. Got a baby. Out of class. I'm drinking from a cup that's big, red, and plastic. Cook up in the summer, that's always been a classic. Or you get the fast food cup full of cola, and you pour them on the drive-thru curb, soda. You just needed the ice in the cup, get a basic. Leave a little soda so you nice with the chaser. Me, I'm a grown-up, I don't babysit or waste it. Throw a cup back till it burns, good gracious. Words in my perm, words learn like a patient. Somebody get a bag of the baby. Now I'm high like an intern on a spaceship. Got me paranoid, chick stern like a racist. So now it's time to roll to the exit, cause I'm gone. And he's really trying to roll with Madonna. What he say? So he told me he was feeling me. I told him get a bag, get a baby. This is another one. CC Sinus.
Spinning Road Bomber.
Yeah. Black OPS. We got a dope beat set.
Just tell me when it's good.